This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk with someone who's had the experience in actually using a gun to save a life, save many lives, perhaps hundreds, as we'll never know. But it was an extremely ugly situation that Gina Sum found herself in. Went to church, part of a security team several Decembers ago, and all of a sudden, evil incarnate enters the scene. Gene, you had some experience as a police officer, so I'm sure that was some benefit, but I'm not sure anybody can ever be prepared for a monster who just wants to shoot children and anybody that's around at a church. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, I've had many years experience as a police officer, and that was never reported. They reported that I was just a random person at the church that day who happened to be carrying a concealed weapon. And, you know, the truth is, police officer is the correct term. And, I was a volunteer in the church security team because it was such a huge church, and I just felt like God was telling me I should be part of the team, and I didn't even want to be because I was working as a parole officer, and I worked so hard all day, every day, and then I didn't want to do any more work on the weekends. But, you know, when God whispers to you and he keeps whispering, you know, you have to be obedient. So I became part of the team.
And, well, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are glad you were listening because some of them probably understand that they might not have made it through the day had you not been there and watching for evil. As some have put it, evil can even come to church, and it sure came to church that day in December when you were there. I just can't imagine anything quite as ugly. And yet I've read other accounts of shooters, of murderers, mass murderers, and your account had one thing in common with some of these others, kind of a blank, angry face that was I don't know how else to describe it than pure evil. It is out there, and it may not come into everybody's life, and we can be very grateful for that, but it is there, and it came to the New Life Church in Colorado Springs that December morning, and preparation one can have for something that ugly, but it must have been pretty stunning, and it was from what I can gather, you must have been almost on autopilot once that dirtbag arrived on the scene.
Well, it was very interesting because I wasn't going to go to church that day because I was a brand new believer and I was seeking God, you know, like for my future. Like, so I consulted this pastor, husband and wife that were pastors, and I said, how do I hear from God, you know, for direction? And they said, well, you know, go out, you know, fast. And 3 days seems to be the magic number. And I said, okay, what's a fast? I'll do it. And they said, you go without food and, you know, just have liquids and you seek God. And when you empty yourself like that without going without food, it's not, I mean, it's tough, but it's not going to kill you, you know, drink water and all this other stuff, but don't eat. And so Sunday, December 9th, was the third and final day of my fast, and the director of the security team said, you know, you don't have to serve on Sunday, you know, just continue to seek God and you know, we'll handle it. And so I'm like, well, I'll play it by ear. So Sunday came, and I'm like, yeah, I think I'll just stay home and not be distracted, and just because I'm going to hear from God today, because they said I would. And so,
well, you really did. Not that you would have expected the form of the communication when it came.
Well, when I was fasting, and that's exactly right. I looked on the internet and saw one little sentence by chance that said there had been a shooting in Arvada, Colorado, which is about 70 miles north of Colorado Springs in Denver, and that there had been people shot and killed, and the gunman had escaped. And when I saw that, I was like, I just felt so strongly. I got chills on the back of my neck, and I'm like, I called the director, and I said, I'm coming in.
And did the news account report that it had been a church facility, a church meeting that had been attacked?
No, it said, well, yeah, I did. It said YWAM, Youth with a Mission, and I didn't know what YWAM was. I just felt like this guy is going to come to New Life Church. It was such a strong gut instinct, and you have to listen to your gut instinct. And so I showered, and I was thinking, man, I might not be coming home today. I mean, that's how strong I felt. And so first service, I missed most of it, and then the second and last service was over, and the off-duty Colorado Springs officers left at 12:45 because their gig was up. And I was like, wow, there's still so many people here. That there were 7,000 people there at the time the gunman showed up, because we had a guest speaker. We had extra people there that day, and 7,000 people were there.
That's about half of what might have been the peak attendance for the day.
It's a huge church, and the gunman had an AR-15, which he fired at me and shot and killed those girls and their father in the parking lot before he came in. The father didn't die, but the girls did. And he had an AK-47 in the trunk and another 1,000 rounds. So for a total of a little over 3,000 rounds, he could have done a lot of damage had I left also.
You know, it reminds me, this point in your narrative, one of the first church shootings, if not the first in our modern times, was down in Dangerfield, Texas, many years ago. And when the dirtbag entered the church, he kicked the doors, they burst open, and he shouts, "This is war!" Well, in a way, he was right. Maybe not quite the sense that he was thinking, although he was shooting and killing. But it's very much, I think, a spiritual war, a spiritual warfare being conducted. And these poor slobs are the outworking of that. And I think they, even from what I gather of the guy that was doing the shooting at the New Life Church, you get so full of hatred, so full of anger, that you open yourself to, some might call them negative influences, I would call them demonic influence, but whatever, you're not in your right mind, and you can do some terrible things when you get so consumed with those emotions.
Yeah, and he, you know, the media said he dabbled in the occult, and that, again, is a total misrepresentation. He delved heavily into the occult and the Illuminati, and I researched this guy before I wrote the book, and I interviewed his parents, which his parents are amazing, wonderful, kind people. They were trashed in the media. The media didn't get anything right.
I mean, one of the things that his parents are very remarkable, and they met, I gather, with the some relatives of the survivors, I guess the parents of the daughters that have been killed. And they met with them, and they had prayer with them. These are remarkable people. Wow. That must have been overwhelming.
I had no choice but to kill their son. And so I'm meeting the parents of the person I had killed, and then the Works, David and Marie Works, were in there, and their son had killed the daughters. It was intense.
Amazing. It must have been one of the more extraordinary moments one can imagine. Talking with Gina Somm, someone who had the unfortunate opportunity to shoot a dirtbag who was intent on mass murder in Colorado Springs several years ago. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Gina Sum. She's a police officer, was not on duty as a police officer the day that a guy came in and started shooting up the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, but certainly that background and training was able to kick in, and it must have been pretty a pretty stunning way to start the day. As you said earlier, you hadn't even started out planning to go to church, then you felt a very strong compulsion to go. I'm glad you paid attention to that leading. So there you are, second service, and I guess you were, if I understand correctly, you were inside the building and shots erupt outside in the parking lot. And the dirtbag is committing his deeds beginning out there.
He had waited patiently in the church parking lot for an hour, and then he saw the squads leave, the police cars leave, and he thought that it was okay to start killing people. He didn't know I was still in there, and I never left until all the people were gone. I just felt like if I'm here to do this job, even though it's not paid, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to wait till everybody's gone, and thank God, literally, that I stayed, because he had started, you know, laying smoke grenades, smoke bombs. I don't know why. Probably thought it was some kind of a distraction while he killed people on the opposite side. And I heard shots. I heard the pop, pop, pop noises, and I knew what they were, and other people, most people didn't. And then all of a sudden I hear this just loud cracks of a high-powered rifle, and I thought he was inside the church, but he was just shooting through the glass doors into these masses of people, children, men, women, and children, and everybody started screaming and shouting, "Get down, he's got a gun." And he was at the exact opposite end of the hall where I stood, and I couldn't see him. Because
this is not a short hall, as I understand, either. It's a huge building.
Yeah, it's over 100 yards long. So
100 yards.
Yeah, it's the busiest hallway in the church. It houses the special needs, the daycare, the youth. Everybody was in there picking up their kids to go home. I mean, it was just packed. And that's where he was shooting. And it's a miracle he did not hit anybody. And there were reports of people knowing that they were hit, that they were shot. They felt the burning and the pain, but people would lift up their shirt and there would be nothing there. I just think that is absolutely angelic protection. And that's a fact. And I don't think that sounds weird. I think that's
no. The closest you can come to an explanation is they felt the whizzing of the bullet as it went by and virtually penetrated. Whatever the case, it was mighty close.
Yeah, and so then just like seconds later, everybody was gone. They had found a place to hide, and so the hall was empty. So it's just the gunman and me. And I had taken cover. I had gotten down the hall because I sprinted straight at him. And I just asked God to be with me. And then I stepped out and I said, "Police officer, drop your weapon." And he points his AR-15 at me. And I just, you know, point a gun at a cop, you're going to get shot. So I shot him the first five of a total of 10 rounds, rapid fire. And he went totally on his back. And I just came toward him quickly with my gun on him, and I said, "Drop your weapon or I will kill you." And he sat up, and so he's shooting at me, I'm shooting at him, and we're at close range. Again, another miracle, because I didn't get hit. And, you know, I told him to drop his weapon. I wish he had, and he didn't, so I had to kill him. And, you know, that's not a pleasant thing to do. No cop wants to kill anybody. No cop wants to kill anybody. If they do, they shouldn't be a cop. But I had no choice.
Now, on the other hand, while you didn't go to work thinking, "Boy, I sure hope I get to kill somebody today," I hope this is not something that has plagued you, that you did what you had to do. And had you not done what you did, a lot of people almost certainly would have died.
No, what plagues me are the twisting of what really happened. It's like nobody will listen to what I'm saying. It's like, that is not what happened. It just bothers me. It's like you write a police report, you put down what happened, and they just twist it to fit their needs. And that's what's bothered me. But I know I did the right thing. I'm at peace with that. if I hadn't.
I can't imagine anybody finding fault with the facts that are known. There's a guy trying to kill as many people as possible. You shoot him and stop him. He doesn't want to stop. You shoot him again. Tell me again, what is the problem that people have with what you did?
They just, man, there's just, the gunman had written, and the public does not know this, and I don't have a problem sharing it. The gunman had written an email to the church warning that he was coming there to kill, and this was after he had already killed. That warning was not heeded. Church should have been canceled that day. And so the truth now is controversial. I'm controversial right now because I'm telling you the truth that the media won't report, and that the church is covering up. Mistakes were made. You need to come clean. Tell the truth.
And I don't know what happened, but I guess it's possible in a church that big, they must have a huge bureaucracy. And bureaucracies frequently mess things up.
Yeah, and you know, we're human. We make mistakes. When you make a mistake, own it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Not properly handled. I mean, who could believe a message like that? You know, it's just, what? This is a church, and so many people think, and that's why I've encountered people who are opposed to concealed carry by just average citizens in church. Why would you want to carry a gun in a church? Well, Gina, I think you've got an answer for that that puzzle. there was that morning, December of what? 2000 and I've forgotten the year.
2007. December 2007. Anniversary's coming up. Yep.
And I would say that might answer the question why anybody would want a gun in a church. There are other examples, but this was pretty dramatic, frankly.
Yeah, you know, if people are willing to possibly sacrifice their lives, if an active shooter comes in, you know, I applaud that. You know, it's necessary, and a church is just another building. It doesn't matter what it is to a gunman who wants to kill. It's just another building filled with people who are. It's a soft target, and gunmen are cowards, and that's what they're going to do. A theater, church, it doesn't matter to them.
And frankly, I wouldn't be surprised that there was a hatred of God, a hatred of Christians that was probably driving this guy to, in that particular fashion, I'm going to get a church. I'm going to get a big church. I know I'm going to get those guys. And I guess he'd had some experience. At least he had heard of the church at a minimum. And that's what he was there for. We're going to be back and talk some more with Gina Sum about a dreadful day one Sunday in 2007.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Jean Assung. She is the person that was able, because she had a gun at a church, large church, Colorado Springs, one winter morning, 2007, was able to stop a wannabe mass murderer. I guess under the FBI's definition, the dirtbag had accomplished a body count of mass murder between his attack at a church camp and the church in Colorado Springs within 24 hours. He was on a rampage, and I find it fascinating, Gene, that you had seen a little mention on the internet of that shooting at the camp, and you knew in your gut, I think was the way you put it, that you'd better get over to the church that you hadn't been sure you wanted to be there that morning, but it's like you couldn't not go when you realized that this guy, within an hour's drive, had been in operation and killed a couple of people in the camp.
Yeah, it was definitely a surreal experience, and it is, you know, it doesn't bother me to share this story at all. I think it's such a powerful testimony to how God protected so many people. Nobody inside the church was killed, even though he fired rounds right into them. And he had recalibrated his AR-15 from he recalibrated to make it even more powerful than it was. So it was
no longer the 223, yeah. And it was some other caliber at that point.
6.8 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, he upped the game quite a bit. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, he had been to New Life. He, for some reason, you know, Ted Haggard had been there a year and 1 month before, so that was a controversial thing, too. And he had met Haggard and hated his guts for some reason. I don't know why, but it was more anger rather than hatred. It was just anger at God, anger at Ted Haggard, and he had maps to other locations. He wasn't going to stop at New Life. He had $300-some. He had two different cell phones. He had maps to other locations. Like I said, he wasn't going to stop there.
That's not the only mass murderer that I've read of that wanted to do more. That Muslim couple in San Bernardino, you've almost described their MO. It was evident after they were stopped and their belongings and apartment had been gone through. The same thing. They were on a tear. They weren't going to stop at just one and sit down and say, "Well, mission accomplished." They were going to keep going until somebody, a good guy with a gun, stopped them.
Yeah, you know, the debate is just so puzzling to me. It's not. It literally isn't guns that kill. It's people that kill. And it's just. It makes no sense. It's so illogical to me. The comments of guns kill. It's the people, the evil people that hold them that kill. You know, most people use guns for sport or whatever, for protection, but not to murder. And something gets in the mind of a murderer. That's why their eyes are always described as they were pitch black and they looked so evil. That was the same description given of this gunman in my incident.
And sometimes always combined with that, a look that, like they weren't there. There was an anger,
right,
but they weren't there.
Empty. They were
empty. Maybe that's empty. A better word. Yeah. It's very scary to think about. I'm glad I've only had to read such accounts and not actually have to have seen somebody like that, because that would probably be about the closest thing to having a look at the devil walking on earth as anything could be.
Well, what are people going to do if somebody walks in to a restaurant with an AR-15 shouldered? They're just going to look like, wow, that's weird. But really what you should do is jump the guy right now, because that is not normal. That's not normal behavior. I don't care if he has military gear on. You jump that guy before he can take that shoulder holster off and start shooting people. People just don't. They have to be alert. They have to be ready at all times. They have to be aware. And that's just the truth.
Well, happily, this is America, and while tragedy has struck here, and sometimes it's pretty horrible because people don't react quickly, if at all.
But they need to.
At the New Life Church, where people do respond. There was a church shooting years ago in Dangerfield, Texas, and unarmed men, as soon as they heard the dirt bag burst through the doors of the church, jumped the guy and wrestled him outside. There have been the American servicemen on the train coming out of Belgium and France.
Yeah.
They jumped the dirt bag. They figured something was going on, and as soon as he came out of the washroom with his whatever firearm he had, boom, they were on him. Unarmed, but they took him down. And that seems to me to be one of the best things we can say about Americans, is they don't wait for somebody on high. They just act, as you did. You even had the benefit of some advance warning. Something in your gut was impelling you. Go to the New Life Church that morning, and happily, you did.
Yep. You know, our gut instinct is, you know, people say a women's intuition. It's like there's no such thing as women's intuition. It's called gut instinct, and we all have it, male and female. And it's just, do you listen to it or not? Your gut instinct is a very powerful tool. Listen to it. When you
feel
something's wrong, call the police. That's what we're here for.
I would say that.
And say, this guy's acting weird.
You're having been on that fast and seeking God's face made you more open to following the prompting of God go to that church, and you didn't decide to go in the opposite direction or roll over and sleep late or anything like that. You went. And I think that fast that you were on, no doubt, was part of your being, if you will, Johnny on the spot. You were willing to go when there was no real strong logical reason. I mean, a news account about something 70 miles away, and that's supposed to tell you that something bad could come down at your church? Really?
That is so, it was so surreal because when I got the gut feeling that he was going to come to New Life, and I saw a vision, and then I got to the church, and he showed up, I was like, you have got to be kidding me, because it really happened. I mean, I don't remember anything that amazing happening because I listened to my gut instinct. It was just like, it was unbelievable. It was unreal.
Well,
and, you know, the email that I told you about, that I didn't learn about that until 2011 when a retired homicide investigator told me about the email where he had warned that he was coming to church. And then I confirmed it with the Arvada police. He did send an email, and, you know, 4 years later, then I find out about it. So it was all very interesting.
Well, I think it's just an amazing account, and it says reams about average citizens, because while you've been a police officer, that is your profession. You were there as a private citizen. You were there on the church security detail that you had volunteered for. Nobody got paid. Nobody does get paid for that kind of service. And it was just you and your gun and God that turned the day. And I think that says an awful lot about just any of us being prepared. Many of us aren't going to be fasting and aren't going to have any special prompting from God, as you, I think, obviously did, that something bad's going to happen today. But a lot of us might be there without that kind of advance warning, and we still better be there prepared with a gun, because we don't know when evil is going to strike. Well, we got another segment coming up. Stay with us through the break. Talking with Gene Assam, a police officer working private security who did an amazing thing.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse.
thousands already wear Infidel Body Armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
We are talking today with Gene Assam, and I want to spell the name and give you a web address so that you can contact her, be able to find out more information. It's Gene, spelled G-E-A-N-N-E, and then Assam, A-S-S-A-M, .com. And I would urge you to go there and get connected. She has written a book which is not at the moment available, God, the Gunman, and Me, and maybe you can provide some encouragement that it might get back on Kindle at least, because that's a very accessible and expensive way for people to get a hold of a book. This whole account and more is available in that book. It's not something you can get right now, God, the Gunman, and Me. And so you go to GeneAssam.com and put a little encouragement there, because, Gene, I think this is a story that absolutely is a brilliant account of something which puts the lie to the notion of what can one person with a gun do. After all, this guy had a military-style weapon, is the way it probably had a pretty good-sized magazine. He had He was going to war, and there, millimeter handgun, and just a guy with a rifle like that. Well, the answer is that if you're David and he's Goliath, he's in trouble.
that's the way I felt. He had. You know, the pastor said, if you would have known how much ammo we had, would you still have gone after him? And I'm like, yes, it doesn't matter. I had God.
You had God
in 9mm.
And his ammo is, he can't shoot it all at once. Even if he has to take a few seconds to reload, that's a moment when some of these dirt bags have been taken down. There was a shooter in Oregon where there were a couple of kids that knew something about guns, and as soon as the dirt bag started to reload, they jumped up and jumped him and got him down. this kind of information is pretty important. And, yeah, he had a rifle, and the rifle can kill, no question. It can kill, go through walls even. AR-15 isn't the most powerful round, but it'll do the job. And
the bullets that he fired went all the way into the sanctuary that was at the complete opposite end of where he came in. They went all the way into the sanctuary, and luckily someone in the sanctuary had told everybody to get down and get out of there, and it was just...
So this was not a French Gothic cathedral made out of foot and a half block.
Right.
This was a modern building where a bullet can go through those walls as if it were almost nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is not a brick solid church. It's just, even the pillars were like just drywall in a circle. I mean, they were just, they were not your standard pillar that you see outside the castle.
If they had been, it would have cost even more to build a huge building of that sort. So I can understand that. The main thing is that we have people that are able to resist evil. And you were part of a team. So I give this church a lot of credit, because that's something that most churches have not been able to bring themselves to, that you know, we might have a dirtbag in here some Sunday, or even more scary, I think, is during the week, and like our church has homeschooling, and aren't a lot of guys there, and not to say anything about women, because I'm talking with one that can probably shoot a lot better than I can, but most women don't want to have a gun, and particularly not those that I've found working in churches. What a ducky target for a dirtbag to come in when there's a lot of kids and no guys who presumably might have a gun. It just could be dreadful. And I'm just waiting for that next shoe to drop. And I hope that your message, Gene, is one that will reach a lot of women to say, ma'am, you better have something in that purse, or even better, maybe something under your blouse. But whatever, you better be ready for evil, because just because you're in a building called a church, there's nothing magic about a building that's called a church. If anything, yeah, it's a magnet.
Well, it could be. I mean, evil is going to go for the softest target, the most innocent target. Like,
yep,
you know, the children, the guy that killed all the children in Connecticut, you can't get more evil than that. And
nope.
I'm not prophesying this or anything, but it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
As long as we insist on gun-free zones, that there's something magic about, okay, no guns here. And even worse, when a sign goes up saying gun-free zone, that's like telling the dirtbag, over here.
Yeah, I feel the same as you do. I feel that you have to have the right people that are armed, though, because there's a lot of people who want to be a cop, and they're a little bit crazy, and they're carrying weapons. And then you've got the intelligent ones that are responsible, that feel like, if anything happens, I'm ready, and I'm willing to possibly sacrifice my life to save other people's lives. You know what I mean. You know.
I know what you mean. In fact, I recently attended a seminar, and one thing that I picked up that I did not know, and I am so glad I finally found out, that there is at least one insurance company that will insure a church that has armed security teams. It's called Brotherhood Mutual. Haven't looked it up. Haven't been in contact with them. I'm certainly not expecting a commission. But now, the one excuse that I've heard at churches that, well, you know, I don't know, the lawyers, I'm not sure they want a bunch of people wandering around with guns. Okay, fine. Get some training, get organized, and get that insurance. And that'll answer a lot of the concerns that the lawyers might bring up, even good concerns, that you can be protected legally, financially, as well as physically, by having armed people. But I think, do we really believe in original sin and the depravity of man as Christians? Or are we just going to sit there fat, dumb, and happy as if nothing could happen? Not here, because we just don't want it to happen here.
And, well, the wise thing to do is to have a really good church security team, is have law enforcement. If they don't want to be part of the team, at least have somebody in law enforcement train the team members, because you're going to be dealing with things like domestic altercations, custody battles between parents and their children, medical issues. There's much more that the security team has to deal with that they're not used to because they're not trained police officers. We deal with that stuff every day. So be smart and have law enforcement train you in everything. You're the security team, you know. You've got to respond to the emergencies, no matter what they are.
And obviously being prepared is a whole lot better than not being prepared and being trained by the same token the way to go. I'm just very grateful that you're willing to talk about this because your experience should be like a textbook for anybody else, particularly in a large church, but it wouldn't have to be a large church. I can see something like this happening, and it has happened at fairly small churches. It could happen anywhere. So there's no place where evil wills, I'm not going to go there. We don't know that. And in fact, I guess most of us don't, because we're not of that nature, we don't think that way, and we have to learn from these experiences. Okay, this is what they have done. This is what evil people have done in the past. Let's assume that maybe short of the second coming, they're not going to be any different today than they were yesterday. And I think that's where your experience, hopefully, is an encouragement to churches, church leaders, and just the folks in the pew. Go to the pastor and the church leaders and say, hey, what are we doing to protect ourselves against something like this happening at our church?
And the key to all of this is there's nothing wrong with the pastor praying over the church for their protection. You know,
I hope he does.
God is the protector, and pray for wisdom that you'll know what to do, that you respond quickly, that your aim is accurate if it comes down to it. But if there's nothing wrong with just saying, God, thank you for keeping us safe today and protected from evil.
Amen. Yep, you kind of remind me of the movie The Patriot. His prayer as he was aiming at some British soldiers was, God, make me accurate and make me fast. And I don't know what exactly your prayers were that day, but I suppose that would have been a welcome prayer at the time. Make me accurate and make me fast. God bless you, Gina. Sam, thank you so much for what you've done, and thanks for talking to us today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.